Bob, I want to thank you for volunteering to be interviewed today.
Sure, you're welcome.
What led you to first try the biofeedback headband? Did you have TMJ pain or tooth pain or migraines, or what was your situation?
My situation was I didn't really have pain. My problem was I was breaking teeth. I was breaking teeth. I was also having to get root canals, root amputations. So I was a very heavy grinder, and I had gone to my dentist about this. I had had several bite guards. I had had hard ones. I had had soft ones. But I would grind through them all, and I was still doing damage to my teeth. And so I had spoken with my dentist. He didn't really have any solutions. He talked at one point about biofeedback, but the only biofeedback I knew about at the time was in a lab, in a sleep lab, and you'd have to wear wires and all of that kind of thing. So I didn't think much about it. And then I guess I found you online one day and thought, well, this looks perfect. And so I gave it a try.
So what was your experience in trying the headband when you first tried it out?
You know, I tried it just as the directions had said, and I tried it for a couple weeks. I set a baseline first to see how much grinding I did, and was surprised that my grinding wasn't that frequent. I think it's just that my grinding was so hard when it happened that it caused a lot of damage. So I had a baseline. And
what kind of numbers did you get for number of incidents per night and number of seconds? Do you remember?
You know, I remember it being like 12 or 15 or something, like small.
Yeah, 15 seconds is probably at the low end of people who have any kind of TMJ or tooth damage problems.
Yeah.
But you were apparently clenching very hard. Mm-hmm.
Very hard, but apparently not that frequently, but hard enough when I did it that I caused damage.
Yep.
So I started wearing the headband at night, you know, and it took me a few nights, maybe a week or so, to get adjusted to wearing it, just the feel of it. And then once I started turning the sound on, turning the volume up, and turning the sensitivity down, you know, it took me, I don't know, a week to get used to that and to have it not wake me up. And then after a few weeks, I mean, really after a couple weeks, I noticed my numbers going down already.
Yeah.
That I would just stop. And the duration would be shorter and the frequency would be shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was clenching and grinding less.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point I thought, wow, I've actually found something that's going to stop my grinding.
And have you broken any teeth or had any problem like that since you've been using the headband?
I have, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, okay.
I stopped using it.
Oh, I see.
You know, I stopped using it for a while because I just didn't want to wear it anymore. Because this is years. I mean,
yep.
I've had this headband for years and years and years. And so I stopped for almost a year, was wearing a bite guard, a soft, thin bite guard for about a year, and started having tooth damage again last year. Root canals, broken roots, cracked teeth.
And so then you started using the biofeedback headband again?
Yeah, and now I use it because I have so much invested in my mouth. And
yes.
I'm so concerned about the health of my mouth. I've decided I'm just wearing it every night. And I've been wearing it every night now for almost a year.
Like you said, it doesn't take long to suddenly crack a tooth or something like that.
Exactly. And you know, there are devastating consequences when you do, especially if you've already lost several. And so I just wear it every night, and I've gotten used to it, and it's just something I do, and it's better than breaking teeth. So
a lot of people don't realize, I think, that root canals often result from clenching. Was that something that your dentist knew happened, or was that a surprise to him?
It was not a surprise to him. My dentist knew that from the pressure, the constant pressure on your teeth can cause that irritation and inflammation.
Yep.
I also had root absorption, or not root absorption, but absorption. I had broken roots. I had all of the symptoms that
mm-hmm.
you can get from clenching teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knew that these root canals are probably from the pressure you put on your teeth. And I sort of intuitively knew it because, you know, I would bite down so much it would cause this tooth pain, and all of a sudden I would need a root canal, and I don't know, it just seemed to go hand in hand.
Yeah, the way, my understanding of the way that it happens is that the clenching does damage to the layer of tissue that bonds the tooth into the jaw, and yeah. micro tears begin to happen in that layer, and then bacteria can get down through there and get at the root, and that's what can cause an abscess and require a root canal.
Yeah.
But a lot of dentists don't even know the association. You're fortunate that you have somebody who does. So if you were to say something to people who are listening to this, who are looking at maybe trying this, you know, what would you say to them that you think would be helpful?
Absolutely try it. If you've got a problem with clenching or grinding, there's nothing else that I know of, and certainly nothing else that I've tried, that even comes close to doing anything like this headband does. There's just no reason not to try it. You know, if you value your teeth, if you've got a problem, if it's causing you pain, if it's causing damage, even if it's just keeping your partner in bed awake from you grinding, it's well worth it. It does make a difference. I'm still wearing it every night because of that.
Well, Bob, thank you very much for being willing to be interviewed today. I hope this helps some people move down a road that will get them out of pain or prevent further damage to their teeth.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Well, thanks a lot, Bob. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mike.